Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear Mount Holyoke College fight it out with Syracuse University from their respective campuses at South Hadley, Massachusetts, and Syracuse, New York. And now, let's meet the teams. First, the team members from Mount Holyoke College.
Betsy Winters, Summit, New Jersey.
Mara Mullins, Birmingham, Alabama.
Barbara Clickstein, Medford, Massachusetts.
Ellen Richards, Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Bruce Kern of Station WTIC in Hartford will be the Mount Holyoke referee. And here is the quartet from Syracuse.
Charles Samuels, Brooklyn, New York.
Sally Katarski, Buffalo, New York.
Arlene Yar, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Bob Cheeseman, Syracuse, New York.
The Syracuse referee is Bob Whitney of Station WSYR in Syracuse.
Now, how about the rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points, and the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Syracuse University signals, you'll hear... And when Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and will return next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl. Okay, Alan?
Okay, now remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do and your answer's wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I'll have to repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. The first bonus question tonight is worth 30 points. Here's the toss-up that might get it for you. Dr. Grimesby Roylett tried it. Colonel Sebastian Moran tried it. Irene Adler tried it. Professor Moriarty tried it. For 10 points, what did they try to do? Oh, yo!
Betsy Winters.
They tried to kill Sherlock Holmes.
Accept it, Mr. McGregor? All right, you got it for 10 points. To outwit Sherlock Holmes. Irene Adler was the one who succeeded. Okay, all right. Mount Holyoke, you got a 30-point bonus question. This is a question, and it's very proper for you ladies. It's about wives, wives of presidents. For 10 points apiece, with what first lady do you associate each of the following? First, a disastrous fire.
Dolly Madison.
Dolly Madison, wife of James, who fled Washington and was burned in the year 1812. All right. A corncob pipe.
Oh, Rachel Jackson.
All right. Wife of Andrew. All right. A glass of lemonade.
Mrs. Harrison. Miss Benjamin.
Mary
Harrison.
Todd Lincoln?
No, I'm sorry.
Henry Harrison.
No. I do not give you that 10 points. Lucy Webb Hayes, wife of Rutherford Hayes, because of her strong prohibitionist feelings, she was properly called Lemonade Lucy. All right, we got a 30-point bonus coming up. Here is your toss-up. Robert Jenkins is remembered not for his keen eye or his swift intelligence or his strong right arm, but for what? Oh, yo.
Myra. Was it his ear?
I'll accept it, but you asked me.
The War of Jenkins, War of Jenkins' ear.
It was his ear. It was his ear for which he was famous. Okay, 10 points, Holyoke. You got a chance for a 30-point musical bonus. A 30-point bonus. Here we go. I'm going to read the closing lines of three books of the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And for 10 points apiece, you are to name the books of the Bible. I'm reading the closing lines. First, make haste, my beloved, and be thou like to a roe or to a young hart.
That's the Song of Solomon.
Right.
Song of Solomon.
You don't have to rush me on a bonus. It's all yours. That's right. Those are the last lines. Now, what is the book of the Bible for which these are the last lines? And I should, and should not I spare Nineveh, that great city wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle?
The book of Jonah?
That's right, for 10 points, the book of Jonah. Okay. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Judges,
right, for 10 points. Got it all. Now, before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Roger Tuttle.
Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches, since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Mount Holyoke 70, Syracuse is yet to be heard from. Let's get back to another toss-up, Alan.
All right, and I got a 35-point bonus coming up. Here we go with a toss-up. For 10 points, I want you to quote the two lines of poetry that immediately precede these two lines, the lines that precede these two. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune, Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June.
Right, for 10 points, Syracuse. You've got the 2 lines. And here's a chance of 35-point bonus, Syracuse. You know, Syracuse psychologists tell us that a phobia is an exaggerated dread of a specific thing. Now, for 5 points apiece, tell me what is being feared in each of the following phobias. First of all, claustrophobia.
Charles Samuels.
That's closed places, tight, small, closed.
Right,
places.
5 points. Acrophobia.
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 Go ahead, Charles.
I think that's fear of water.
No, it's high places. Acrophobia. Acrophobia. High places, heights. All right. Xenophobia.
Xenophobia. Low places?
Fear of strangers or foreigners.
Oh.
Zoophobia.
Would you repeat that?
Zoophobia.
Fear of animals.
And right, for 5 points. Glossophobia.
Will you please repeat that? And
glosso. G-L-O-S-S-O.
G-L-O-S-S-O.
Phobia.
I've heard of it.
Glosso. It's fear of speech, speaking or words. All right. Phobophobia.
Fear of fear?
That's right. Fear of fear for 5 points. Triskaidekaphobia.
Would you please spell that?
Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. It's a fear of the number 13. Okay, score and time, Roger.
Well, Alan, we have no fear of numbers here. We have 18 and a half minutes to go. The score is now Mount Holyoke 70, Syracuse 25.
All right, I have a 30-point musical bonus coming up next. Here's a toss-up. Now listen carefully to this one. Listen. When a man sits with a pretty girl for an hour, it seems like a minute. But let him sit on a hot stove for a minute, and it's longer than any hour. Now, for 10 points, what theory do these observations... Syracuse.
Sally Katorski.
That's the theory of relativity.
Einstein's theory of relativity. You interrupted, but you gave me the right answer, and so you got it. Incidentally, this is Einstein's own simplified explanation of his more complex theory. Okay, Syracuse, get out your papers and pencils. You'll need papers and pencils on this one. I'm going to ask you to do some simple arithmetic with numbers that are contained in the titles of the selections we're about to play. First, write down the number to be found in this title.
How many numbers? Well, that's right.
All right. Now, subtract the number contained in this title.
One. 5 dozen roses, that's right.
One dozen.
All right, now, multiply by the number contained in this title. Multiply. All right, now give me your numerical answer, Syracuse.
3622.
Which of you would?
You are to take the first number,
yeah.
Subtract the second, and multiply by the third. Come, numerical answer. Time is being called. Hurry.
3622.
No, 3600. Overture of 1812, subtracting one dozen, 12. Well, multiplying by two.
One dozen is 12, not one.
One dozen is 12.
Yeah, well, that's where...
Yeah,
okay.
One dozen.
Well, that's where the confusion arose.
One is the number in the title.
All right, of them. One is the proper number there. Let's accept that. Yes, one is the number. One dozen is not a number. They should say 12. All right. We accept it. All right, then. You pulled that one out of the fire. Got me in it. Okay, scoring time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, we have 16 minutes to go. Syracuse now has 65 against Mount Holyoke, 70.
Okay, you did it. All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, who was the doctor who doctored up the works of Shakespeare with Mount Holyoke?
Betsy Winters.
Bowdler.
Bowdler is right. You interrupted it, but you got the right answer. I was going to say, with the result that his name was adopted as a word in the English language. Dr. Thomas Bowdler. What's the word of the English language?
Bowdlerize.
Right, Bowdlerize. Here's your 30-point bonus, Mount Holyoke. You know, I'm glad you had it. Men have had a variety of things to say about womankind in general, and some women in particular. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to see if you can name the men who made the following comments. First of all, the philosopher who said, only the male intellect could call that undersized, narrow shoulder, broad-hipped, and short-legged sex fair.
Hobbes?
What?
No. Hobbes. Nietzsche.
No. The German philosopher Schopenhauer. All right, tell me the songwriter who wrote, where she's narrow, she's as narrow as an arrow, and so forth.
Oh, that's from South Pacific.
Rogers. Hammerstein.
Hammerstein is the answer. The words were written by Oscar Hammerstein II. All right, I'll accept it for 10 points. All right, tell me the poet for 10 points who wrote, an ill-favored thing, sir, but mine own.
Shakespeare?
Right. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, 13 minutes to go, Alan. Mount Holyoke has an even 100 against Syracuse's 65.
And I have a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Rommel was called the Desert Fox. For 10 points, what Revolutionary War general was called Syracuse?
Bob Cheeseman. That's the, called the Swamp Fox. It's William Marion. Marion's Raiders in Louisiana.
Swamp Fox, you got it. Marion is the right answer, but it was Francis. But I will accept General Marion would have been an acceptable answer, and he did say General, right?
That's it.
I would have accepted General Marion. All right. I was to say who was called a Swamp Fox. Okay, Syracuse, don't do me like that. All right, here's your 30-point bonus, Syracuse. Representatives from 24 nations have been meeting this week at the Asian African Conference in Bandung, Indonesia. For 10 points apiece, what country does each of the following Alis represent? First of all, Muhammad Ali.
Pakistan.
Right. Ali Amina.
Indonesia?
Iraq.
Time is called Iran.
Oh.
Iran. Ali Sastroamid Jojo.
Iraq. Indonesia.
Indonesia, I'll accept it. I'll take on a bonus question the right answer when I hear it. Indonesia is the answer. I didn't even pronounce it right, I don't think.
Matter of fact, everybody's out of breath now. Now, whistle won't even work, but that's the half time, and it is a whistle, Sam, isn't it? Oh, this calls for a 1 minute timeout right now. Well, that wasn't much of a whistle. This is what he was really trying to do. Before we continue with tonight's game, I'd like to remind you that the contest you are hearing actually took place last April. And so, questions and allusions to current events then are not so current now. But they are included to make this rebroadcast game complete. Now, with 8 minutes to go, and the score Syracuse 95, Mount Holyoke 100 points, back to the game and our master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
95 and 100. Okay, coming up is a 25-point bonus. A 25-point bonus is your toss-up. Here is a musical toss-up. Now, listen very carefully. I'm about to play a currently popular record. The initials of the gentleman featured on this record also stand for a familiar musical symbol. Now, you are to signal as soon as you can tell us how a musician would play if he followed the instructions given by the symbol. All right. Hoyo.
Barbara Clickstein.
He would go back and play back again till about the middle.
No, I am sorry. Can you take it, Syracuse?
No. Very soft.
Very softly, very softly. You got it, Syracuse. Perez Prado, his initials PP, the symbol meaning very softly, and that is what I wanted. All right, here's your 25-point bonus, Syracuse. In the nursery rhymes, the dish ran away with the spoon. In the 23rd psalm, my cup runneth over. Now, for a quick 5 points apiece, identify the following fictional receptacles. The one that was bound with iron and covered with moss.
Bound with iron and covered with moss.
5 points apiece, quickly. Bucket.
The old oaken bucket.
I said it first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I said it first. Bucket. All right. The one in which Jim Hawkins hid.
The apple barrel.
Right. For 5 points. The one in which Mr. and Mrs. Vinegar lived.
That's a keg, isn't it? A keg.
A vinegar keg?
Yes.
I'll accept it. Keg, bottle, a vinegar bottle or a vinegar keg is okay for the nursery rhyme. All right. The one described in these words. Oh, attic-shaped, fair attitude with greed of...
Grecian urn.
Keats' poem, Ode to a Grecian Urn. All right. And finally, the two receptacles mentioned in a familiar aphorism. The two receptacles mentioned in a familiar aphorism.
A pot and a kettle?
Right, a pot and a kettle. The pot going the kettle back. Score in time now, Roger.
5.5 minutes to go. Syracuse now leads with 125 against Mount Holyoke's 95.
All right, I've got a 30-point musical bonus in the offing. Here is your toss-up for 10 points. What did the Dodgers do Thursday afternoon? Holyoke.
Barbara Klickstein.
They won 10 straight.
They won 10 straight, and that's the answer for 10 points. Here's a musical bonus for you, Holyoke. A musical recognition question. 30 points total value. All you have to do now is recognize the voices of three famous offsprings of three famous parents. 10 points each time you correctly identify the famous parents. Now get that. I want the parents' names, the voices you hear, but I will accept only one answer from a team. So as you listen to the music, talk it over and signal when you've decided on your team's one answer. You must work fast. Let me hear you talk, but talk as the music plays. All right? I want the parents' name of this singer.
One kiss, one night, one
the parents' name of the singer. All right. Give me your team.
Marlena Dietrich.
Oh, no. No, Harry Truman. Harry Truman. That was Margaret Truman singing. I never knew. All right. I want the parent's name, the famous parent, the parent of this singer is very famous. Who is the parent of this singer? This singer. Parents' name, Holyoke. All right, time is called. Let me hear you. What's your answer?
We don't know.
Dick Whiting, Richard Whiting, is the father of Margaret Whiting, who was singing. Richard Whiting is a famous composer, all right?
There's a small hotel.
Is that Bing Crosby?
That is Bing Crosby, the parent, the son, Gary, singing. All right, score in time now, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 3.5 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke now has 115 against Syracuse's 125.
I've got a 20-point bonus that you can turn into a 30-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. Who crowned Napoleon at the Syracuse?
Sally Katursky.
He crowned himself.
That's the answer. That's the answer. I was to ask who crowned Napoleon at the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris on December 2nd, 1804. He crowned himself. He took the crown away from the Pope and did it himself. All right, Syracuse. Here we go. We've got to get going. I'm going to read a quotation from a letter. I'll give you 20 points if you can name both the recipient and the sender of the letter. And I'll give you 10 more points if you can tell me the year it was sent. Talk your answer over among yourselves and signal when you're ready. But here first is the letter. Some recent work by E. Fermi and L. Slard, which has been communicated to me in manuscript, leads me to expect that the element of uranium may be turned into a new and important source of energy in the immediate future. I want the recipient and the sender, first of all. Who wrote it? Who wrote it?
Einstein.
All right, who got it?
Oppenheimer?
No.
Strauss?
No. All right, Mr. McGregor, time
19,
is called. No,
19,
wait. All right.
It would be 1937.
You missed it all. It is Einstein wrote it to Roosevelt in 1939. Oh. August 2nd. All right, here we go with another toss-up question. Score and time, Roger.
Right now, Alan, 2 minutes to go. Syracuse now has
135 against Mount Holyoke's 115.
All right, here we go with a bonus question worth 40 points. You could make 40 points in this next bonus question. Here we go. I'm going to give you some time intervals. 500 seconds. 500 minutes. 500 hours. 500 days. For 10 points, which time interval is approximately the time required for the sun's light to reach the earth? Syracuse.
500 seconds.
500 seconds is right, about 8 minutes. Okay, Syracuse, you got 10 points for that toss-up. Now, you know, everybody knows that Rome was built on 7 hills. Well, I'm going to give you 5 points for every one of the hills you can name. That'd be 35 points, and I'd give you 40 if you name all 7.
Palatine. Capitoline.
All right. That's 2.
Oh, dear. Palatine,
Capitoline. Miss McGregor? Time? All right, time is called. Palatine, Capitoline, 10 points for that. Aventine, Celian, Quirinal, Viminal, and Esquiline. All right. All right, here we go with a toss-up question. A bonus question worth 30 points is coming up. In the forthcoming British elections, the present member of the Epping Division of Essex near London, Mount Holyoke,
Ellen Richards.
Will be Winston Churchill running for re-election to...
That is the answer I was seeking. 10 points for you, Mount Holyoke. Here's a 30-point bonus for you. Tipperary is a county in south-central Ireland. For 10 points... A piece. What and where are each of the following? Tampico.
Tampico, Mexico.
That's in Mexico. Mexico. It's a seaport in Mexico.
A seaport in Mexico for 10 points. Timbuktu.
That's in Africa.
It's a town.
All right. I will not accept Africa. It is a town in French West Africa. All right. Now, Tippecanoe.
Oh, that's a place where there was a battle during the...
I want to know what it is and where
it is.
A
river.
A river in the United States or Indiana, to be exact. I'll accept it for 10 points. All right, a 30-point bonus is coming up. Score and time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alan. That's it. Time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 145 points for Mount Holyoke and 155 points for Syracuse University, the winner.
Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Do we?
Let's call those gals up there. They're great.
All right, hold on.
To each member of the Mount Holyoke College team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnor wristwatch, a distinguished member of the Longines Whitnor family of fine watches. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Syracuse will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Syracuse will return next week to compete with the varsity scholars of Goucher College at Baltimore for the last of the rebroadcast series. In 2 more weeks, College Quiz Bowl returns to the air for the new 1955-1956 series of Intercollegiate Battles of Wit. Listen next week for more complete details. Now here to say goodnight is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate the girls at Mount Holyoke. You have racked up a remarkable record. Myra Mullins, Barbara Klickstein, Ellen Richard, Betsy Winters, and Marilyn Nellis. It's been a great pleasure to have you here in the College Quiz Bowl. Syracuse, you were sensational again. Next week, you meet Goucher. So I invite you to join us next week and every week for an exciting game here in the College Quiz Bowl. It's a great pleasure to know you're with us. We appreciate your interest. This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
The referees tonight were Bob Whitney of station WSYR in Syracuse for Syracuse University and Bruce Kern of station WTIC in Hartford for Mount Holyoke. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when Syracuse University meets Goucher College from Baltimore and they come up against this question.
What kind of fish did Simple Simon in the nursery rhyme fish for?
Well, what do you think the answer is? Which team do you will win? Tune in next week for the answers to both of these questions. And join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Fogg, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.